This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 24th August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Currently, across Israel, the skies are mostly clear. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll outdoors. Jerusalem is also enjoying pleasant weather, while Haifa sees a light breeze. Down south, in Eilut, it remains comfortably warm. A beautiful day for most of the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just in that the war in Iran is becoming more complex, with Israel's significant misstep yet to come. Also, from Walla earlier this hour, the coordinator of government activities in the territories highlights Hamas as the main barrier to improving life in Gaza. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that Defense Minister Katz has blurred lines between politics and security regarding a recent attack in Syria. Separately, Axios notes that Syria and Israel are looking to ease tensions following an airbase bombing. And finally, I-24 News reports Syria's foreign minister expects security talks with Israel to resume soon, stalled since the Iran war. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago about outrage over a viral video showing a Palestinian bride being sold by her father, sparking a debate on traditional customs. John Spencer, a military analyst, shared earlier today that the IDF is building new training bases to incorporate lessons from recent conflicts. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, argues that physicians should focus on their practice rather than political debates, criticizing the Lancet's stance on Gaza. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the war in Iran. Maariv reports that both the United States and Israel have made strategic errors. These missteps could have far-reaching consequences for regional stability. As the situation evolves, military and diplomatic maneuvers will be crucial. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to Walla, the coordinator of government activities highlights that despite a ceasefire, Hamas remains a key obstacle. Over 2 million tons of food have been delivered, but improvements are hampered. The humanitarian situation remains precarious for residents. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses Defense Minister Katz's controversial comments linking a Syrian attack to Erdogan. The IDF did not endorse this claim. This highlights the tension between political statements and military decisions. The implications for regional alliances are significant. Separately, Axios reports on efforts to de-escalate tensions between Syria and Israel after an airbase bombing. Syria criticized the strike as unjustified, while Israel maintains its stance. This diplomatic effort is vital to prevent further escalation. Finally, I-24 News notes that Syria's foreign minister anticipates the resumption of security talks with Israel. These discussions have been stalled due to the Iran conflict. Renewed dialogue could be a step towards regional stability. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on a landmark tender for driverless metro trains. This project, valued at 30 billion shekels, aims to revolutionize public transport in Israel. Separately, Maariv Business highlights Iran's economic struggles as the dollar crosses 2 million rials. The currency continues to plummet despite efforts to stabilize it. And finally, from Katek, SpaceX faces increasing competition. A Chinese company successfully recovered an orbital rocket booster, while SpaceX deals with a large influx of new shares. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.